guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, we're going to talk a little bit more about the bug. And divorces are increasing even more. So I did a story back March, I think it was now, just 3 months ago. March, April, May, June. Yeah, like 3 or 4 months ago, March, April. And lawyers were already talking about how divorces are like going through the roof because everybody was stuck together for a month. And because of that, because people couldn't stand being with each other for a month, divorces skyrocketed. Well, now apparently people, to tell you how great marriage is, married couples can't stand being with each other. Like the reason that they're breaking up and getting divorced is because they don't want to be with each other that much. Like, let's face it. Oh, we've been together for 3 months. I can't stand this anymore. I must get away from this person. Now, I don't know about you, but I remember having some roommates back when I was in the military and around my college years, when I was in college for a couple years. And like all we did was, it's like we woke up, we worked together, we'd get off, we'd have dinner together, we'd maybe play, what was the video game at the time? Super Nintendo, I think it was. We'd play Super Nintendo together, we'd go get a bite to eat together, we'd go hit the club together. Like all we did as guys is we had a group of friends that hung out all the time. And we were best friends. And if you told us, hey, you're going to have to be locked up and all you can pretty much do is surf the net and play video games and maybe eat pizza and drink beer, I don't know one of them would have been, after a month, would have been like, that's it. I cannot stand you guys anymore. But apparently, married couples don't like each other as much as my college friends and I did. Let's read through this article. I think this is so funny that as the months go by, and people are stuck at home or can't work or they have to stay home because they have kids or whatever, and the kids aren't in school. Every month that goes by, the divorce rate's just going up and up and up because people can't stand to be with each other. Oh, how marriage is awesome. The Global News says divorces have increased during the bug and lawyers are expecting even more. And this is literally from yesterday morning, so it's not an old ad or an old article. After months of considering divorce, wow, that's always a good start. Hey, let's sit down and talk about if you get to take half my stuff and I get to go out and be single again. Julia and her husband finally separated on May 1st. The 40-year-old woman from Ottawa told Global News that her ex-partner had been considering whether he was willing to work on their marriage prior to the bug. But the stress of the bug, while they were both worked as frontline workers and were homeschooling three children, made it clear that their marriage, which lasted 16 years, was not working anymore. Maybe the bug brought it to fruition, she said. Global News has changed Julia's name for privacy reasons. All right, so they're both working 16 years, and at 40, that means that she got married at 24. So you younger guys that say, I want to get married, start a family, so on and so forth. That's where we got. She started she got married young. They had kids, three kids. And they were still homeschooling, so obviously they're probably in their below high school age, but maybe not. But there you go. It's all over just like that. That's why I say that a lot of times guys say, oh, but if you can find the right girl that hasn't, you know, been through the hoops and hasn't dated a lot of guys and been physical with a lot of guys, that you got a much better chance. The statistics are just against you. It really isn't. Here, she was 24, and that didn't work out. Now, whether he left her or she left him, I don't know. The relationship became more difficult as things dragged on. We were just relying on each other and weren't ever getting a break. Blah, 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 blah. There's been an increase in couples seeking divorce, and there will be a spike in filings when the courts open, multiple lawyers told Global News. While it's not entirely surprising that the stress of this caused some relationships to break down, there are new challenges to divorce proceedings and the courts remain closed and testimonies are moved online. Isolated together with no outside support, while Julia says she's coming to terms with a divorce. Okay, so maybe he filed and she's now coming to terms with it. That could be a good indicator there. The fact that she and her now ex-partner needed to continue to live together as they are frontline workers and do not want to cross-contaminate to other households creates an added stress. Man, can you imagine May 1st being like, okay, yeah, let's just go ahead and tear the Band-Aid off. We'll just file for divorce. Okay, May 1st, June, July, pretty soon August. Can you imagine like being divorced and then having to stay in the household with your ex for 3 or 4 months, I could not do that. Their divorce won't be finalized until next year, as Ontario courts continue to be closed for non-urgent matters. They're moving forward with a separation agreement in the meantime so they can find closure more quickly. I think in many places you have to be separated for 1 year. So if they file now, then they'll have to, or they filed in May, let's say, they can get officially divorced in May. But if the courts aren't open until next year, that means that you're going to have to live with your ex for 6, 7, 8 months. I did that with an ex-girlfriend one time because it was a weird scenario, and I'll never do that again. I'll never live with another woman again. But I can tell you it's really uncomfortable because you know he's not getting any. It's not like he can go out on a date. If he's a frontline worker, he can't certainly like go out on a date or anything like that if they're worried about cross-contamination. So now he's basically in a marriage that's loveless, and same thing for her. There's no physical fun. It's just taking care of kids and work and stress. Oh, marriage sounds so awesome. I can't wait to do it. We recognize that in order to preserve our friendship and to continue to be amicable, it's probably best we move this along a little bit quicker so at least we can be friends. Mental health issues that become exacerbated during the bug and feelings of isolation while you're in poor relationship could also create an environment prime for divorce, she explained. You're constantly in a small space with that individual that leads to more issues within the household. You know, this is one of the big things that I think a lot of times guys forget, and I've forgotten it. Man, you know, I've made this mistake in plenty of relationships. When you first meet someone, the physicality is there. The bedroom fun is there. Her excitement to take part in your hobbies is there. You trying to learn about her and who she is, that's all there. And it goes great. And it goes great for 6 months, sometimes 9 months, sometimes a year, sometimes two. But at a certain point, if she's looking for a long-term, like marriage type opportunity, things almost always go well right up until you're married. And then, I mean, it's the old joke. It's like when you're up there getting married and you say your vows to each other and you say to her, I do, and she says to you, I do. That's the last time you get a little bit of a Hummer action. That's it. Because when she says I do, I don't. That's the joke of it. Well, that stuff is true. I mean, I've been married. I've been in long-term relationships. And if her goal is to get married, once that's accomplished, there is no more challenge anymore. She basically owns you. You will lose in the courts, and she knows this. And if she doesn't know it, she'll certainly find it out when she decides to file. 60 to 80%, depending on the country, of women are the ones that are filing. Why? Because they don't have to stay. They know that if they walk out, they can take, in most cases, child support as well as funding from the 401k and so get half of everything. And in many cases, even when the woman makes more, a lot of times she still has the case of getting child support because she will claim that he did something bad to her so she can get custody. And I've gotten a letter from a lawyer verifying, because I said this in one of my emails, because I have read about this. I got an email from a lawyer that said verbatim that women are oftentimes advised to claim that the guy did something so that she has a much higher chance of getting custody, which means not only does she get the kids, but she gets child support. If the kids are school age, they go off to school all day while she works, and then she comes home and she gets the benefit of that additional income. If she works and makes good money, the kids need to go to daycare or something, the child support pays for that, and usually a little bit extra as well, and then she gets to keep all her money that she earns. So there's no downside to getting rid of the guy. So this is one more example of just, hey, what else could maybe possibly lead you to get divorced that I haven't thought of in the world? How about being around the loved one or your loved one or the person you love very much? No, that is too much. You drive each other crazy. There's too much stress. Maybe she's nagging on him. Maybe he's complaining to her all day, whatever. It's just another one of those examples that show you that the grass is always greener. You know, when you don't have something and it's something you think you want, man, you go for it and you want it really bad. But a lot of times once you get it and you realize you have it, a lot of things don't turn out the way you want. And there's so many things that can go wrong. and you don't have control over them anymore. Because if the person that you're dating, and this goes both ways, women and men, if the person you're dating gains weight and you're not attracted to them anymore, you can't do anything about that. You can't force them to lose weight if you're married. You can't, there's nothing you can do. But, or if they, I don't know, play video games all day long and never help around the house with the housework, if it's like a dude doing that, you can't force him. Now, women will come over and unplug it, and then it might lead to a fight. But the point is, you can't change someone's actions. But when you're dating and you're not attracted to the other person anymore, or you don't want to be with them anymore, you just leave. So this is another brilliant example of just why marriage doesn't work in today's society. And if you watch the video I just did about the woman coming up with the new terms for like the foster dating or foster girlfriend, if you just watch that video, she's another perfect example of that. She's a professional. She works a lot. She makes a good income. And she even says, like, I just don't want to settle down. I'm having fun. Now, things may change when she ages a little bit more. But for now, she understands the rules, and at least she's honest with the people she's dating, saying, no thanks, I'm not going to get tied down to anybody that I might not be unhappy with. At least points for that. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. Smash that like button too. But don't forget to subscribe. Like, I think 65% of you are not subscribed to my channel, but you guys watch a lot of my videos. You don't get penalized for subscribing. You just get notified when I have a new video come out. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, marriage can end on so many different reasons. And here's just one more example of why they're going to spike and go through the roofs. Because married people don't like to be around each other. How ironic is that? That's what's leading to divorces.